From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with two guitarists who record for the ECM label. We'll begin with John Abercrombie and one of many trios he has led over his long career. From 1992, the album While We're Young, with Dan Wall on organ and Adam Nussbaum on drums, this is Mirrors.
Thank you.
That's an international trio featuring Norwegian guitarist Terje Ripdal, Czech bassist Miroslav Vitus, and American drummer Jack DeJohnette. We heard the title track from their 1981 ECM collaboration, To Be Continued. An appropriate title, really, as this was the second time that these three got together to record an album for ECM. Their self-titled project for the label came out in 1978. John Abercrombie and his early 90s trio before that with Dan Wall and Adam Nussbaum, respectively, Mirrors, from their ECM album, While We're Young. We have a set of classic fusion for you now, and we'll listen to a progression through the years, beginning in 1974. First up, the English prog rock band Camel, and one of the instrumentals from their second album, Mirage, with Pete Bardens on keyboards, Andrew Latimer on guitar, Doug Ferguson on bass, and Andy Ward on drums. This is Earthrise. Thank you. A progression through the years, beginning in 1974 with Camel, Earthrise from Mirage, then from 1975, Polish violinist Michal Urbaniak, probably not as well known as Jean-Luc Ponty, but an equally impressive jazz-rock violinist in his own right. From the album Fusion 3, with his longtime collaborator and wife Ursula Dudziak on percussion and vocals, Vlodek Gulgowski on various keyboards, including electric piano and synthesizers. Special guest on that track, Larry Coryell, rocking out on guitar. Anthony Jackson on bass, and Jerry Brown on drums for that track. Most of the tracks on the release feature drummer Steve Gadd. We listen to Bloody Kishka. And lastly, from 1976, guitarist Pat Martino. He released two albums in 1976 for Warner Brothers after leaving the Muse label, the albums Joyous Lake and Starbright, both of which have been combined on one CD on the 32 Jazz label, the album entitled First Light. We heard the title track from Joyous Lake, and for that album, it was Pat Martino on guitar and guitar synth, Delmar Brown on various keyboards, Mark Leonard bass, and Kenwood Denard on drums. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about Jazz Progressions by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. There you'll find playlists and also streaming audio of this and previous episodes of the show. This is program number 1540, if you want to look it up. We'll turn to some free jazz to wrap up the hour, and this time around, we'll have a regression through the years, beginning in 1970, and a quintet from Japan, fronted by saxophonist Kosuke Mine, and the album Mine. This was the first LP issued on the Three Blind Mice label. The label, established in 1970 as a showcase for new and emerging Japanese jazz talent in various forms. In addition to Kosuke Mine on alto and soprano sax, the quintet also featured trombonist Takashi Nimai, electric pianist Hideo Ishikawa, bassist Takashi Mizuhashi, and drummer Hiroshi Murakami. This is the closing track of the B-side, and hence the LP, Work 1.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a quintet fronted by flutist and trumpeter Mark Levin, called Mark Levin and His Free Unit, with South African trombonist Jonas Gwanga, also cellist Callow Scott, bassist Cecil McBee, and drummer and percussionist Frank Clayton. Sessions recorded in New York City in 1967, more of a chamber music style approach to free improvised music. The LP, Dragon Suite, issued on the BYG label in 1969. We heard Twilight Dance. Before that, from 1970, Sessions from Japan, a quintet fronted by reedman Kosuke Mine. The album Mine, we heard Work One. That piece was actually a quartet, as the trombonist in the group was not featured. That album, the first of 130 albums to be issued by the Three Blind Mice label, many of which are still available as Japanese imports on CD. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the program, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.